ask me how my treehouse is. My treehouse is, I mean, so close to being finished. I just have to create some kind of situation for the door to lock. I mean, close. Right now, I just lean a ladder against it, which my child was like, Baba, you need to put something on the door so you don't have to keep leaning the ladder against it. You're right. If you don't know, Amy's building a treehouse for her daughter, Ozzy. But it's really almost done. It's just, I keep adding on to it because it keeps feeling like it's not quite big enough. And so I add another thing, and it's just gotten to be an obsession, and I've got to like stop. Because 2x4s are like $17 a piece right now. Instead of six.
The truth.
So I've tripled what I was going to spend on 2x4s.
It's good that it's a permanent fixture, though.
Well, we hope so.
Cleo, last week of school, her teacher had a special day for everything, and one of them was camping, so she had us pitch a tent in the backyard. This reminds me of a permanent structure versus a non-permanent structure. It took about 2 weeks for us to take the tent down, and it rained every night, and Cleo never even went in the tent because her friend from out of town was staying, and we didn't want her to get snatched up, even though she wouldn't have gotten snatched up. But so anyway, it's good that you have a fixed treehouse.
Yeah.
That you don't have to fold up.
I mean, it's going to be great.
It's going to be awesome. Yeah. I want to go in it.
You can. Go in it whenever you want.
Cool.
Yep. All right. Y'all, we're just chatting away.
Just chatting away.
Some songs now.
Okay.
The sad side my eyes can see. Is that big bomb of orange sinking slowly down the trees? Sitting in a broken circle while you rest upon my knee. This perfect moment will soon be leaving me. Suzanne calls in Boston when coffee's hot, the corn is high. And that same sun warms your heart with such that good I tried.
Love is good.